Hello and welcome to the Twins Mommy and I podcast. My name is Carla and I am mommy to 10-month-old twin girls Isla and Aria. Join us on our twin adventure as I explore a range of topics around maternal well-being and motherhood. Hello everybody and welcome to the second episode of the Twins Mommy and I podcast. If you've just stumbled upon this podcast, my name is Carla and I work as a TV journalist, but now I am a stay-at-home mum to 10-month-old twin girls. If you're interested in topics such as perinatal mental health, maternal well-being and what life is really like for a first-time twin mum, then this is the place for you. You are very welcome. You can also check out our twin adventure on Instagram at twinsmommyani. Many people have asked me, Carla, what is life really like as a twin mum? Where do I even begin to answer that question? Before I do make a start, it's going to be a noisy episode today. I am currently sitting in the baby room. Isla and Aria are right beside me in their little walkies and we have just come in the door from one of our baby classes. I've made myself a little cup of tea, hot cup of tea, which is a luxury in the life of a twin mum. I can tell you that. So today's episode might be a little bit noisy, but I wanted to give you a real honest picture of what life as a twin mum is like. And Isla and Aria are right by my side and hopefully going to help me. So we'll start right at the very beginning, finding out that we were expecting twins. It was a Thursday, it was a sunny autumn morning, and it was our very first ever antenatal appointment. Yes, baby, watch mommy's toes in that walkie. When we arrived, we were greeted by midwife Emer. Now, Emer clearly knew that I was very nervous, but she warmly welcomed us into the room where our first scan was to take place, and I felt completely out of my comfort zone. I mean, I had heard about antenatal appointments and scans before, but for some reason, when I was actually in that situation for myself, it just felt so daunting. I had seen pregnancy scans in TV programmes and in movies, but it felt very strange being in that situation myself now. It was just so new and like something I hadn't really experienced before. Where are you going? What's that toy box? You be careful. Good care. Anyway, I decided to speak to the midwife about just how I was feeling that morning. Pregnancy was such a leap into the unknown for me. I didn't really know how to navigate this brand new world. Up until that point, normal for me was getting up each morning and heading to work and building a career in an environment filled with lights, camera and a lot of action. And suddenly, I found myself in a maternity environment having my first ever scan. Life could not have felt any more different. I think it took a good few weeks to really understand what was happening. Anyway, I lay down in the bed and the cold gel, I remember it very well, was applied to my tummy. And I just waited in anticipation to hear what the news the midwife would tell us. There was a total silence and I started to feel worried. What was going on? Was everything okay? At that, my husband just burst out laughing and he informed me that we were having twins. Couldn't believe the news. Twins. Midwife Emer turned the little monitor around and there it was. Two little heartbeats just beating away. I was absolutely delighted. Like the idea of having two babies. The initial reaction of shock and excitement slowly turned to, well, what happens now? How will I manage a twin pregnancy? How am I going to be able to take care of two little babies? I was nervous as all of a sudden I was labelled as a high-risk pregnancy case now and I wasn't really sure what that meant. I had to attend the twins clinic at the maternity unit at Andromeda Hospital and there would be a lot more appointments and scans required now and I would be working with a consultant and a speciality doctor and everything just felt so daunting. I was nervous because all of a sudden I was now taking care of three people, the twins and myself. However, I decided just to slow my thoughts right down and take each day as it comes. Now this helped me a lot to navigate these early days and prepare for our biggest journey as a couple yet. Yes, baby. the journey to becoming twin parents. Both the girls are sailing about, racing each other around this room.
Hello, Aria. That's Mama's microphone. That's Mama's microphone. No, it's not a lollipop. It's not a lollipop. It's Mama's microphone for recording the podcast.
I will always remember the day that Isla and Aria were born. I can still picture the twins wrapped up in their cosy white blankets with two little sparkly hats on as they slept in their crib beside me in the bed. I couldn't stop looking at them. I think I was just in sheer shock and disbelief that after 9 long months, here I was sitting in the maternity ward with my two babies. They were no longer growing in my womb, but here they were, right in front of me. It was a special moment that I will always remember. Gosh, I'm feeling a wee bit emotional, actually, even thinking about it now. I left the maternity ward the next day, and all four of us headed home. Yes, we did. Yes. You, Isla and Aria and Mammy and Daddy. Yes, we did. Yes, that's right, baby. And I remember carrying the two little tiny bundles in through the back door. As I nervously took those first steps into twin motherhood, did so with much trepidation. I hadn't even changed a nappy before in my life, and now I was heading home to take care of two brand new babies. Like, I hadn't a clue where to begin. The early days just seemed to merge into one. There were many sleepless nights, and figuring out how in the world to navigate this new chapter. Looking back at those early days, I wish I knew then what I know now, that things do get easier. I think I would have told myself to go easy on myself and just take things nice and slow. This is a brand new chapter and it is something that was completely new to me. And with all things in life that are new, like starting a new job or moving house, there is a settling in period and that is very normal. But for those who are currently in that chapter in their lives now, please do be kind to yourself and know things do get easier as you learn to adapt to your new normal. Some people ask me, what are some of the challenges as a twin mum? Well, in my experience, learning how to adapt to taking care of two babies at the same time, when the two babies cry at the same time, like, what do you do? What if they're hungry? How am I going to manage? Well, the first thing that my husband and I did was to try and create a little routine to adapt to the new settling in period as a family of four. I think I worried a lot in the beginning when the twins cried at the same time. Who do we help first? But what worked for me is just slowing myself down during those moments. I would remind myself that there was only one of me and two of them, and that I was doing the very best that I could to balance everything. Creating this routine really helped us to keep on top of things and to steer the ship as smoothly as possible with our new family. One thing that really helped during these early days was to create an area in our home where everything was accessible. Taking care of two babies at the one time was a real operation. So my husband came up with a great plan and he turned our dining table into a baby changing area. The table was only really used once a year, Christmas time, so he decided to find a more practical use for it. Changing two babies was like a constant conveyor belt of nappies, wipes and baby grows. So this huge baby changing station made things that little bit more manageable. Where's Mama Zyla and Aria? Yes. Another challenge for me were the sleepless nights. Now I'm going to be very honest with you here and say I didn't even know that you had to get up in the middle of the night to feed babies. That's just how naive I was and how new motherhood was for me. Anyway, I got a big shock when reality hit. My husband will tell you himself, I am not a morning person at all. I like my sleep. And if I don't get enough sleep, I can be hard enough to listen to, let me tell you. So these sleepless nights, let's just say, were a humbling experience. What are you going in there for? Look, come on, you out. Aria. Aria. Come on out, see Mammy. Good girl. Are you going to help Mammy do your podcast? We're talking about life as a twin mum. Are you going to come and help her? Who'd care? I remember one morning feeding one of the twins. I think it was around 3 a.m. And I looked up at the clock, thinking to myself, gosh, years ago, I was coming home at this time from a night out. And here I am now, sitting in my pink, fluffy dressing gown, feeding this tiny baby. Oh, how the times have changed. I remember thinking, how is this even life now? I found getting up during the night and feeding such a huge task to adapt to. But one thing that really helped me through the night feeds was popping on some nice music in the background. And I suddenly found myself bopping away to the tunes as I fed the girls at 3 a.m. in the morning. Instead of out raving in a nightclub, I decided to have my own party to myself at home whilst I fed the babies. And this really lifted my spirits. Becoming a twin mum has been such a huge lifestyle change for me. Yes, Aria. Where's Mama's Aria? Yes. Look, there's a wee dolly. Hello, Isla. Hello, yes. Hello, Aria. Hello, yes. You like your dolly, don't you? Yes. It's nice to see you here. Hello, Isla. Hello, Aria. Hello, everybody. It's nice to see you here. Yes, we like our little dolly, don't we? Yes, you're all excited. Look, there's a dolly now. Yes. She's your favourite, isn't she? She's your favourite, wee darling. Oh, there's wee moments like that as a twin mum, you know, just they're good for the soul. They really are. Just to see your beautiful smiles, yes. But becoming a twin mum has been such a huge lifestyle change for me. I was used to getting up and heading to work each day, but now instead of working in a big busy city, running to catch a train or making a dash to grab my morning cappuccino as I headed into work, I was now at home alone, taking care of two brand new babies. Life could not have felt any more different. I mean, before the twins arrived, if I needed to make a quick dash out to the shop to get a pint of milk or maybe a coffee pick me up around 3 o'clock, I would jump in the car and go. But suddenly, something that I took for granted now required a little bit more planning. Getting out the door now was more than just keys, phone, wallet out the door. Now it was nappies, bottles, formula bibs, wipes, dummies, change of clothes, pram, blankets, two babies, and out the door. It felt like a military operation even before I turned the key in the ignition. The first few times that I did venture out and about by myself with the girls, I was exhausted. I was ready for a holiday before I even left the house, let me tell you. Ayla! Aria! My husband came up with a great plan on how to reduce the stress of getting out and about. He thought the idea of pre-packing a nappy bag and keeping it by the back door would be helpful, so it was only a matter of lifting the bag and going each time. When we returned home, we would restock the bag ready for next time, and this helped a lot. Then it became nappy bag, pram and two babies out the door, which was a bit more manageable. When we were out and about, I was not prepared for all the comments that we would receive. It was such a shock in the beginning. Everyone would stop and talk to us and ask lots of questions. Now, people can be so kind at times. I think seeing twins is just something new for them. Some of the questions, though, were a little bit personal. For example, some people would have asked me how I delivered the babies into the world, and I always took this opportunity just to encourage others. Look, it can be a wee bit personal for a woman to answer some of those questions, and just to be mindful of that. The usual comments we would hear is, oh, you have your hands full, or double trouble, and I always would answer politely and say my heart is full, and that it is more a case of a double the joy, and a joy that I will always be thankful for. But getting out and about was a real game changer for us. The first big outing I tried on my own was to attend a local baby class. Now, I was very fortunate to meet other mums in the community at this class, and this was a real lifeline to me. Before this, I was at home alone by myself. Now, I was actually enjoying adult company and sharing stories with other women who were going through the same chapter in their lives as well. They understood what it was like, and they were always there in hand to help or offer a kind listening ear to any questions or concerns that I might have had. To find a village like this has been a real lifeline to all three of us, and to this day we still meet up for walks and coffee dates around our busy schedules. And yes, we Isla, yes, we darling. I will always be very thankful for these ladies and the friendships that were formed. Kira, Megan, Deborah, and Maggie, a big thank you to each one of you. As the years go on and I look back on these early days of twin motherhood, it will be these beautiful friendships and memories made with this fantastic group of women that I will always cherish. I count myself very lucky each day that we met such an inspirational village of mums supporting mums, and for that I will always be thankful. I think it's important to create a community and a support network if you can. One thing I found as a twin mum is that the days can feel isolating at times. And I thought to myself, well, if I'm feeling this way, there must be other mothers out there too who also feel the same way. So I wanted to do something about that. I couldn't find any groups for mums of multiples in my local area, so I decided to set a group up myself. I'm laughing here because I'm balancing the laptop on my knee. I've Isla to the right of me. Yes, darling. I'm dancing the little pig doll and she's just giggling and laughing away. Yes, baby. Yes, me, darling. I forgot my tea. Hold on a minute here. I'm just enjoying a nice hot cup of tea here. It's away from the girls. We're all right. You see, getting a hot cup of tea, that is a real luxury in twin motherhood. So if I ever get the chance to get one, by golly, I'm going to enjoy it, that's for sure. Just bear with me one wee second. That's great. Now, what? Where were we? What's wrong? Hello, Miss Isla. Hello, Isla. Hello, Aria. Hello, everybody. It's nice to see you here. Yay! Yes, and we love our wee pig dolly. Don't we love her, wee dolly? Yes, we do. Do you want to see her? Here you go. You ready? Good girl. Now, I wanted to create a community for parents of multiples with the one hope that it would help parents like me to feel less alone. And so Twins Mummy NI was launched on Instagram with that endeavour at its core. To begin with, I organised coffee meetups in our local area here in Northern Ireland for mums of multiples. And as a result of this, lots of twin mums from around the world contacted me on Instagram. They told me that they wished they had something like this in their local area. They felt it was difficult to find other mums of multiples in some of their areas. And this got me thinking, you know, whilst I couldn't travel to each destination, I wanted to help these women in some way if I could. So I decided to take the meetups online, as I knew this would be one way to connect us around the world and hopefully help some of these women to feel less alone. I organise these once a month and I really look forward to them. I love meeting other mums from around the world and learning what life is like for them in their homes with their little babies. It is incredible to be able to share our stories about multiples motherhood. At the turn of the new year, I knew spring was just around the corner and the warmer weather would hopefully be on its way. So I wanted to take the meetups outside to enjoy some fresh air. Yes, baby, we like fresh air. Yes, we do. Like, getting out and about for a walk has been great. It always lifts my mood when I'm at home on my own. The chance for that change of scenery is always very welcome. So I decided to organise a multiples parents walk and talk group. And this is an opportunity for mums and dads of multiples just to come together to enjoy some fresh air and a little cup of coffee afterwards. And I really love this event. It is such a privilege to be able to meet this wonderful group of people and share our stories of multiples parenthood whilst enjoying some fresh air. I run each of these events once a month. If you are interested in attending and you're based in Northern Ireland, just drop me a DM on Instagram. The next one will be coming up now in March time. You are very welcome. I would love to see you. And I am delighted to be able to learn from other multiples parents who are also navigating this new chapter in their lives alongside us. Isn't that right, girls? Yes. Aren't we very lucky to meet all these wonderful multiples parents? Yes, we are. And their lovely babies and children. We're very lucky indeed. Yes, we are. I suppose what I also would like to share with you as well, some of the things that helped me to navigate twin motherhood, if you're interested. Getting out and about to baby classes and meeting mums, huge help. We have set up a WhatsApp group as well where we check in with each other and can bounce questions off each other if we have any queries. I suppose, as I'd mentioned, getting out the door and going for that walk whilst listening to music really helped to lift my mood each day. Another thing that helped me was not being afraid to actually ask for help if I felt that I needed it. Now, this certainly didn't come naturally to me. I felt I had to do everything myself, change nappies, make bottles, sort the washing, do the cleaning and the ironing and so on. It just never seemed to stop until one day I decided to stop and just catch myself on. I was putting far too much pressure on myself trying to juggle everything. I learned that the hard way. You know, the laundry could wait, the hoovering could wait, and things would get done as and when. I slowed myself down, stopped rushing about, trying to get every little thing done. If I didn't manage to get the washing done or the dinner made, nothing fell out of the sky. And as soon as I realised this for myself, things started to change. It was just such a relief just to let go and manage things bit by bit. I tried to carve out some time just for myself during the week. Small things like having a nice warm bubble bath or painting my nails or maybe watching my favourite TV programme. My husband is great. He will recognise if there are times when I need some time just for myself, and he is always there ready to step in and take the reins, which allows me just some time to recharge the batteries. I also try to do some light exercise as well to help try and strengthen my body again since I gave birth. I couldn't wait to get started, but I had to catch myself on and, you know, start slow and build myself up again. I didn't really feel comfortable in my body since I gave birth. It had changed, and I just had to go along with that and change up my perspective and just appreciate exactly what my body did to bring these two girls safely into the world. I am still adjusting and accepting my new body, but with each passing day, I am definitely getting stronger and I feel that little bit more comfortable in myself. Those are just a few of the things that really helped me through the early days of twin motherhood. What's wrong, baby? What's wrong? Where are you going? Could you be driving into the nappies? Who cares? Are you? Are you? Yes, baby. Are you kicking out the window? What do you see out the window? What is it? Oh, it's a little bird. In fact, it's a little robin. Oh, the little robin's come back to visit you today. Anyway, where was I? Yes, sorry, we're busy looking out the window. A little bird here. There's a little robin that will come by our house every single day. Anyway, life as a twin mum is definitely a very happy one. But there are days that I do find things difficult. In these moments, I am learning just to slow down and not feel afraid to ask for help. I love making time to enjoy a wee cup of coffee and a chat with friends as well. It is great just to be able to offload and even discuss something else that isn't about being a parent. There are days that it seems hard to imagine life outside of our little bubble here at home, and actually there are other things going on in the world. But that chat with friends and with my husband is so helpful and very much needed at times. Never underestimate the power of human connection. Being a twin mum has changed my entire outlook on life, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love my twin girls with my whole heart, and I am so very thankful for them. They bring us so much joy each day. One of my favourite moments is when my husband returns home from work. The sheer excitement and joy on Isla and Aria's faces when they see their daddy return home. It is beautiful just to see their little eyes eagerly waiting for a big hug from their daddy. It is amazing to watch Isla and Aria grow up together and interact with each other. I love watching them holding hands or giggling at each other. It does the heart wonders. One of my favourite things about being a twin mum is the joy that the girls bring to everyone that we meet, and for that I will always be thankful. If there was one piece of advice that I could give to other mums out there, is to try and treat each day as a brand new day. No matter what happened the day before, try not to bring the stresses into the next day and just reset. I am so very thankful for Isla and Aria and the joy that they bring to us. Twin motherhood is an incredible journey. I am learning something new every single day as I put one foot in front of the other. Do I have it all figured out? No, nor do I need to. Being a twin mum is a privilege. As the girls grow up and when the time is right, I will talk to them about the real joy and love that they brought to their mammy. Ba 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 ba. Yes. Ba 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 ba. Well, that's it for this week's episode, folks. Yes, we have two little girlies here. I'm going to get their nappies changed and I'm going to take them out for a little walk here. The weather doesn't seem too great today. It's dry, but fingers crossed that we'll be able to get out for a little walk later this afternoon. Whatever you're up to today, enjoy your day. Thank you for your time and I will join you next time for a chat on the Twins Mommy and I podcast. In the meantime, take care and remember there is always hope. Ba 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 ba. Mommy loves you.